Can you talk a little bit, this patient you just mentioned, how old was she roughly?
She was 55 or so.
So she was postmenopausal.
Yeah, yeah, postmenopausal, sort of standard, you know.
And she had a recurrence score, you said, of 24, 25?
Yeah, yeah.
And what did she end up doing?
She ended up not taking chemotherapy.
And I'm just kind of curious, if you were to see a patient in that exact situation today, first of all, what would you say to her? And second of all, how would that change if she were 40 and premenopausal?
Yeah. So let's be clear. This was a postmenopausal node negative, ER positive patient. If I saw her today, I would say with confidence, I don't believe you need chemotherapy because the TAILOR-Rx data suggest you don't need it. If she were node positive, that same patient, I would say, I'm not sure I know what to do, but at least right now, I think the standard of care for especially a multiple node positive patient is chemotherapy until the responder data come out and tell us otherwise or don't tell us otherwise. I mean, that's the whole point of research. Now, back to your question. What if the same patient, node negative, ER positive, but she's 40 and premenopausal? This gets really complex, and I'm sorry I'm waving my hands around, but it takes a lot of hand waving to do this. In the TAILOR-Rx trial, again, those patients were randomly assigned to chemotherapy versus not, but they all got, quote, standard of care endocrine therapy. And the standard of care endocrine therapy when TAILOR-Rx started for a premenopausal woman was tamoxifen.